Broadcasting live from the Buckhead Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Legal Experts.
Good morning, all you AL fans out there. It's Emily Rowell with Atlanta Legal Experts and with Peachtree Offices. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Emily.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You are my producer today.
That's right. In here sitting alongside you for another good show of Atlanta Legal Experts.
I'm excited. It's 31 shows today.
That's awesome. Yes. 31 shows. So I know you are the host of the Atlanta Legal Experts show, but you also have another role to play. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I do. I'm the VP of Business Development for Peachtree Offices, which is our sponsor, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Peachtree Offices. Tell me a little more about Peachtree Offices. What do y'all do?
Well, we do virtual offices, we do physical offices, we do meeting rooms, we do day offices, and we've been doing it since 1979, and we have four locations inside the perimeter.
Wow, four locations inside the perimeter. And for anybody, can rent an office or space from you?
And startups are big. 80% of my clients are attorneys, though, so we definitely service attorneys, and we cater towards them as well.
And you provide all services for the office space that whatever a client may need.
Right. We kill the overhead.
That's good. That's good.
Yes.
So somebody should call you, and if they wanted to, how would they do? How would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me at 404-250-3200, and my email address is emily@peachtreeoffices.com. Very easy to remember. And my website is peachtreeoffices.com.
Make sure you visit that website for more information about how you can get signed up for a office space here in the Metro Atlanta area today.
Yay, thank you. That was good.
You're welcome.
And we have Alvaro here today. Alvaro
Arauz.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And you're also a sponsor of the show.
Yes, I am. My company, 3A Law Practice Management, is a good sponsor of ALE Radio.
Yes, and you are. You've been a very tremendous sponsor and a great help for
us. And actually, Peachtree Offices. I just picked up a new office space down at the 1100 Peachtree, thanks to Peachtree Offices. So,
so now you're actually, you have your place on the map.
I have a place on the map. We have an office up in Marietta. And then, you know, now we have this space to meet with clients who come in town.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. It's so funny because people will come into town, but they don't go outside the perimeter.
No, they don't.
It's really because you can't get there.
Right. Traffic.
It's awful. It's awful. So let me tell you a little bit about Alvaro Arauz. In 1997, Alvaro began helping attorneys to improve their law firm efficiency to achieve greater profits with less work. This awareness enriched the quality of representation and maintained competitive legal fees, resulting in less stressed and happier attorneys. Okay, you need to talk to a lot more of my attorneys. He has worked with the country's top attorneys in nearly every practice area, making him a quintessential law practice management consultant. So tell me a little bit more about what you
I kind of got started just on accident working with a lawyer, and she was inefficient. And I said, well, why don't we start doing this instead and speed up a process? Or learning to delegate is a key part of growth. And so finding an associate to help her out with smaller cases, and we grew to three offices, multiple attorneys, multiple practice areas.
That's awesome.
Just you learn what happens if you're efficient with your time and you reinvest it in the firm by marketing more. So that's how I help them.
Awesome. And you're all over the country.
Yeah, last count was 15 states. I want to say 80% of our client base is in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've started speaking nationally, giving CLEs these courses they have to take. And
that's at the American Bar Association.
American Bar Association. Mm-hmm. I've done some CLEs for them, or specific state bars, or even down at the law schools helping them out.
Nice. And so actually it shows me that you went to Costa Rica. You're all over the country, or all over the world too.
Yeah, I did a CLE a few weeks ago for the sports and entertainment section of the American Bar, and was fortunate to sit with a great panel.
Awesome.
Of lawyers, and it's been...
How was Costa Rica?
It was great. Saw some monkeys in the trees, to work a lot, but my wife enjoyed the pool, so she made out.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So what was something that you spoke about at that specific
At
summit?
This conference, I was with Joel Katz and Daryl Cohen and Charlie Feldman of BMI, and we talked about branding, and they talked about branding their clients as sports entertainment clients. And then I talked about branding the law firm and branding the lawyers themselves in okay. order to attract those kind of clients and the steps they would have to do, you know, to effectuate that.
Awesome. And so you kind of focus more on the solo practice small firm, is that correct?
My space is, yeah, between, you know, one to three, there's a big chunk of one to three attorneys. And then there's, you know, a majority of the practice, probably maybe 5 to 10 attorneys, a couple of partners, a few associates. That's when you really start noticing the cost of inefficiency. And so, you know, that's, I help the smaller practices usually with marketing and then the bigger practices with efficiency.
Awesome. Awesome. So tell our listeners, and especially some of my clients, that I will definitely refer over to you, how they can get in touch with you, Alvaro.
A few different ways. Obviously, through phone, it's 404-219-8076. You can also find our website at 3A, and that's the number 3 in the letter A, lawmanagement.com. You can email me at 3A@3alawmanagement.com, or just LinkedIn me or Facebook message me, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here, and you're
no
going to help me out.
Yeah. Co-hosting. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So we're excited about that as well. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce my first guest. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Good. Thank you for being so quiet and waiting. we have the Georgia Investigations and Protective Services here today. We have Grant Rowe and Tony Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to go ahead and start with Grant. Grant is a retired state trooper after 26 years. He served 7 years as a member of the state SWAT team as a sniper. Grant also has over 6 years of experience working federal drug cases, where he worked as a task force officer with the Drug Enforcement Administration and DEA HIDTA Task Force. Tony retired from the U.S. Army with a special operations background. He served with the Department of Defense, Department of the Navy Police at the Naval Surface Warfare Center, Indian Head. In addition, Tony worked in high-threat environments with a Virginia-based international security company in various countries for the better part of a decade on many Department of State and Department of Defense efforts. Tony's responsibilities range from being a member of a protective detail to the country operations manager and deputy country manager. Wow. And now you're into private investigations.
Yes.
Wonderful. And I'm going to go ahead and talk about Tony Shirley. Tony is originally from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. He enlisted into the U.S. Army in 1977, where he served in the Special Operations Community and retired after 20 years. He served as a police officer in Maryland and transitioned into a private security contract in the Middle East and Haiti for the better part of a decade. Tony has made his home here in the Atlanta area, where he and Grant provide an unparalleled investigative and protective service for the residents of the state of Georgia. And it's just wonderful to have you guys here today. Tell me, why did you decide to open a private detective and security agency? And I'll open that up to whoever wants to answer.
Well, we felt that with our backgrounds and experience that we could provide the citizens of the state of Georgia with a stronger background as far as the investigative process, giving them the best service possible.
Wonderful. And where are you located?
We're located in Roswell.
Okay. And you serve all of Georgia?
Or? Yes, we do.
Okay. And tell me, what sets the Georgia Investigations and Protective Services apart from the other investigative companies?
Once again, we take it from the very basic in the investigative process. We find out exactly what the client needs, what their what they're missing.
Okay.
And in most parts, they're in a state where they're not 100%. Their hearts are on the table and they need something taken care of. So we take that and we present it in a way that we're going to give them the best service possible in the shortest
okay.
amount of time.
Now, what types of clients do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now, we're working with most of our attorneys. All of our work is attorney-based.
Okay.
That way, all of our product is attorney-privileged product.
And tell me how you help the attorneys specifically.
We have the ability to take what they're looking for put it out in the field and find out exactly what it is they need to be able to take it to the courtroom.
So if you could give me a couple types of attorneys that are probably more prominent than others that you work with.
Family law is a big part of our business, and we also work with criminal defense.
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Yeah. And tell me, okay, so tell me a little bit about your investigation service.
Our investigation service is once again based out of Roswell. It gives us the reach out capability coming down into the city inside the perimeter. Mm-hmm. You know, we're outside of the perimeter people.
Mm-hmm. That come inside the perimeter.
Yes, absolutely. Just as you were speaking earlier. And we're once again able to take our experiences, being more of a public servant for the better part of our adult lives as police officers and in mm-hmm. the military, and then once again working overseas for efforts that were supported by the Department of Defense, Department of State. And we take that background and knowledge and we apply it to our investigative process. And it gives us that cutting edge so that when we're looking at the client's needs, mm-hmm. We're able to once again finalize that in a very quick and expeditious manner.
So tell me a little bit more about like the executive protection, how you do that.
Our executive protection is more for your C-level executive, or
okay.
we'll take it to where if you need a discreet escort, we can provide that for you so that you as the client have the opportunity to spend your energy and your efforts on the task at hand. Mm-hmm. That way, we're protecting you, and you have 100% of your focus on your task.
Okay, okay. And you also have physical security.
Yes, we do. We provide security for anything from a construction site to a manufacturing facility.
Now, tell me, and you do you offer training as well?
We do. Grant and I are both licensed by the Georgia Board of Private Detectives and Security Agencies. That's the governing body through the Secretary of State's office. We okay. provide instruction for the basic guard, the armed guard, and private detectives.
Okay, awesome.
In addition to that, we provide training for local law enforcement, SWAT teams, and individuals that might want to look at how to better protect themselves as an individual or their families or their homes.
That's what I was wondering. Awesome. So how would they, how would you know that you would actually need a personal or a private investigator as a personal, you know, not in a business?
If you were to take it into family law.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. you have a disgruntled wife or husband, let's say spouse, and they're concerned about something that may be taking place or something that they don't understand that is taking place, and they want answers.
Right.
We provide those answers for them.
And tell me, again, we talked a little bit more about attorneys. So tell me, who is a good referral for you?
A good referral for us would be someone within family practice law.
Okay.
Somebody that, attorneys that are practicing in criminal defense.
Okay, and those are the two predominant kids.
Yes, they are.
So without giving away spy secrets, is there any piece of technology that you guys use more, like GPS or like a camera or computers, or is there any, you know, one tried and true way?
Video cameras probably our most used tool.
Okay.
Sure.
From the video, we can do still captures for the client. The video itself provides them with the on-the-moment capture of exactly what's taking place.
I can't imagine it's like paparazzi cameras, though. Do you have like a little lapel camera or something?
We have several devices. We have covert video devices that we employ for certain clients. As an example, without giving out the name, a specific client is having a lot of stuff stolen. So there's a lot of employee theft taking place. Mm. So we will employ cameras where they suspect the items to be taken, and it mm-hmm. Gives the client the opportunity to find out exactly who is committing the crime, and that way they can be prosecuted.
Is there a way to prevent that? Are there steps that you guys teach to prevent fraud or within a business?
more of situational awareness. You have to take a look at your business and what your weak points are.
Okay.
Because there are quite a few areas where what you think is your security can be defeated very, very easily. And it's just a matter of an individual getting into a company, becoming extremely comfortable, and realizing that there's complacency in one location or another, and they exploit that.
So to prevent that, do you do background checks for businesses as investigations?
Yes, we do. We use two primary programs, TLXP and IRB Search.
And tell me, we're talking a little bit about devices. Tell me, do you use social media a lot for your investigation?
Absolutely. We love folks that like to live their lives on social media.
Sure, sure.
It's crazy how, you know, you'll have an individual that'll take a picture of their breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I know.
And discuss that with the world.
Yeah.
And we're able to take that and exploit it as well.
I wonder if you could see a totally different person on social media than who you work with. Sometimes if you get a case and you study the person and then you look at them on social media and it's like, whoa, it's just like a totally different person.
You'll find individuals have more than one social media site. And
sure.
They have one personality on one site and another personality on another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. That's great. And it's great for you. Probably not for them.
It makes our job a little easier.
Yeah.
Is it just the two of you guys, or I can't imagine you guys are following everybody?
No, we have other investigators who work with us as well.
Okay.
And you've been in business for exactly how long?
About a year and a half, almost two.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So you're doing good. You're getting over the hump of the first 2 years.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, good. Well, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
You can reach us at www.gainvestigations.org or go directly to grant@gainvestigations.org and tony@gainvestigations.org.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show today. And we will listen or hear from you guys possibly in the end if we have some time permitting. And I'd like to go ahead and introduce Lisa Decker. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you are with Divorce Money Matters, Divorce Financial Planning and Coaching. So tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, currently I am a CDFA, a Certified Divorce Financial Analyst. I'm also a Real Estate Collaboration Specialist. Are we having a little mic check here? Sorry, a little technical trouble?
No. Just talk closer into the mic. That's all we're asking. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, how's that?
Perfect.
All right. I am a CDFA, a Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, and a Real Estate Collaboration Specialist in divorce, which is a designation through Vanderbilt University, because a professor there realized that there are a lot of inherent problems in divorce and real estate as well. So, and I also do divorce coaching.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been doing this?
I'm now in year 7.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And before that, what led you to do the Divorce Money Matters?
I actually was an investment advisor, and during one of my trainings, I met someone who said she was a CDFA, and I said, a what? like a lot of people do to me. And so when I learned about the designation and how much it can help folks at a very challenging time in their lives, I decided to go forward with that, and then it became a full-time thing as I realized just how much help we provide to folks during a very difficult time.
So talk about, I've known Lisa for, I don't know, 5 years or 6 years or so. And I know from the inside that the type of help you give family law attorneys and the clients that they represent. Give us a scenario how you would work with a family law attorney, like with a financial affidavit or...
Oh, great question. I work to supplement their strategies. First off, we're going to go through and do an entire documentation verification process, making sure that we have everything that we need to complete a full financial analysis of all of the marital assets and debts and income and expenses so that we can help the attorney and client understand some scenarios that would make sense for them in light of, again, real estate, retirement, tax issues, credit issues. We want to make sure that we're covering all the bases. And then insurance, you know, if there are going to be child support or alimony issues, then we want to make sure that the spouse who is going to get that money, who expects to get that money, will ultimately get that money if something happens to their spouse. So we're looking at backing that up as well.
So you help the attorneys basically, instead of them going through each line item, you pretty much, it's almost like you prepare it with the client and then bring it to the attorney and you guys all kind of strategize?
Absolutely. So it takes a lot of weight off of the attorney in an area that may not be their forte. A lot of attorneys have said, you know, I went to law school because I didn't like math. So we help supplement all of that. And in addition, we help their clients be better clients for them. And we take a lot of that weight off so they can do what they are best at, which is being the legal advisor.
And so how do you make clients better for them in terms of what are like mistakes that you see clients make that you commonly have to kind of steer them in the right direction?
Well, I think, you know, getting them to understand how the process works. A lot of times clients just don't understand what's going on, what's coming next. So I coach them through the process, how to communicate better with their attorneys, you know, not sending off four-page emails and venting. That's not the right outlet for that. You know, let's get you with a therapist who can help you with those emotional needs that you have right now, and let's use your legal team wisely, and that also helps save the client dollars. But also being the voice of reason, because a lot of times clients have unrealistic expectations. They want more than the income is coming in the household, and so, you know, being able to show them in black and white that this is the amount of income, these are the amount of expenses. Yes, you have a need, but there also has to be an ability to pay, that kind of thing.
Reality checks.
Yes.
So, and you came up with a SMART formula. What is that, and how do you kind of use that with working with clients?
Yeah, well, my SMART formula, I use this with every client that comes in the door, because I do believe that you have to be smart from the start. You know, a lot of mistakes are made in the beginning, and then it's sometimes difficult or even impossible to backtrack. So SMART, it's, you know, the S stands for start early. Divorce is a process, not an event, as it's been said. And so, you know, you want to give yourself plenty of time to get it done right. You don't want to rush, and you also don't want to drag your feet. You want to find the right balance to get your best outcome. The M is for manage your emotions. You don't want your emotions to get in the way of making wise decisions. And then A is for assess your options. You know, find out what those options are. Some people may be a candidate for mediation from the start. Some need to get, you know, the toughest litigator in town. But you need to understand what your needs are. If you start with the wrong channel going into it and it's not really what you wanted, that can be a recipe for disaster. So really assessing that up front is important. The R is for reach out for help. This is not a time to do it alone or be alone. And that leads me to the T, which is it takes a team. It's not just about, you know, having a legal advisor and a financial advisor. You also need that emotional support. And then you may need ancillary members like the private investigators or real estate or insurance matters and things like that.
Well, it takes more than a team. It takes a town. And so you came up with Divorce Town.
Yes, yes.
Talk about that.
I would love to. Divorce Town is an online community that we are in the process of building now, and we supplement that with offline events. We have professional mixers. We also hold events where we bring the professionals and the consumers together through things like the Divorce Help and Hope Fair and speed divorcing events, where I bring together that team and folks do like a professional networking type situation among the service providers.
And Rich is laughing about the speed divorce, but it actually functions pretty well.
You were a host at one of my first events. You were our moderator, and I appreciated that.
A lot of different professionals giving advice in little 15-minute increments. It's a little bit of genius there.
Yeah.
So do you work mainly with family law attorneys or with the real estate stuff? A lot of real estate attorneys also.
More family law attorneys and And interesting, a lot of folks are actually coming to me and asking me to assemble a team for them. So we're starting with the financials, and then I'm referring them to attorneys that would be a good fit for their particular needs from the onset.
Okay. And honestly, I agreed to co-host because I heard she was bringing free gifts for listeners.
Are we considered listeners?
What is the free gift, and how do they get it?
I have a divorce financial fitness kit, and it's on my website at www.divorcemoneymatters.com. And that consists of an ebook to help you make those smart from the start decisions, 50 must ask questions when you're hiring a divorce attorney, and also an important documents checklist so you know all the things you need to gather from the start.
Okay, so aside from the website, what's another good way to get a hold of you?
My office number is 678-562-2599.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I actually have several questions for everybody, so we can actually open this up for a little roundtable discussion since I have a little bit of time left here. So really, it would seem that you guys could actually work together.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a question for you guys. I get a lot of folks who have international ties, and you know, we know that money has shifted somewhere, but when it gets to the international realm, it gets a little bit harder to track down. Is that something that you can help clients with? I'll
refer to Tony on that. He's got more international background than I do.
Yes, we can.
Awesome.
To answer your question.
Awesome. Great. Another resource for my clients. I love it.
As an example, we have one of our clients that is based out of England, and they were working with an entity here in the United States who embezzled their money, and he's now living in a southern region country right now. And we're employing the assistance from a couple of the federal agencies, alphabet agencies, that are taking care of that with us.
Great.
And Grant, what's your, I know he said international is kind of your forte. What's your balance? I know you've got the DEA and the sniper experience, but hopefully you're not using that.
Not the sniper, no, but the DEA experience, we did a lot of surveillance and investigating of criminals.
Sure.
So I just take that, what I learned from the DEA, and put that towards the domestic investigations and doing surveillance and things like that.
Tell me, it's the holidays. And everybody's having a great time and shopping and beating up people in traffic. Sorry. And tell me, security is huge, and a lot of people aren't thinking about that. But obviously, people are taking full advantage of shoppers now. What's some advice? I know I was sitting down at lunch in the mall, and I had my purse on the back of my chair. And a security guard came by and said, you need to hold on to that and not put it on the back of your chair. And I never even thought about that. Can you give me some other tips?
Shopping, you go by, or say you go to a department store and you want to go to a second one, and you decide to bring your packages out, put them in your car, and then leave and go to a second shopping store. You have criminals sitting in the parking lot watching that. And then your car gets broken into. And
wow. So you got to carry it all.
Yeah, carry it all with you. Or
put it in the trunk.
Put it in a trunk or move your car to a separate location. Mm-hmm. In your car and drive and repark.
Yeah, because they see you leave. They don't follow you usually, typically. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
What about passwords? I often recommend at least a couple level of passwords in a business and then maybe changing them out maybe bi-yearly. What do you guys recommend?
With a lot of the organizations that I've worked with within the government, they recommend that you change your password every 30 days.
Oh, wow.
It might be an administrative nightmare for your admin administrator, but it's just critical for your security for your website or for your email, especially that you change your password, and they don't allow you to utilize the same wording or the same password in any two consecutive months, but change it as often as you can.
I need to put that into practice because we do not.
Yeah.
So I am a target for sure.
And then use symbols in your password as well. Mm-hmm. So that's just the dollar sign or the number sign. Mm-hmm. That just builds strength in it.
And would you say to use a different password for each thing, even though we have like 100 things that we need to have a password for? Or would you say use the same one so you can remember it?
Mm-hmm. I would not recommend utilizing the same one because if they're able to defeat your first password, then they're going to go ahead and take that one and try to apply it to everything that they possibly can.
What I recommend for lawyers is a three-level password system. And so level one is going to be, you know, this is everyone, all the employees know it, like the security entrance code. Level two is going to be your admin and management. You know, this is the password for QuickBooks, for instance. And then a level three is only the owner knows that password. And so then you assign a level one, level two, level three, and then that sheet gets changed. I was going to say twice a year, but apparently every 30 days. and then the employees know it's a level one, but then that sheet with the answer of what level one, level two, or level three is isn't floating around.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because I was told not to put it on a sheet, and I'm like, how am I going to remember this?
I wonder about something like LastPass, where you have a main password, and then it can generate others. As long as you don't lose your main one, you're fine. Are you finding that secure or not so much?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so, because then they have access to that. Go ahead.
And in most businesses where you find that you have a lot of employees, they, for ease of access, they'll actually write that password down on a sticky note, and they'll put it right on the screen of the computer that they're working on, or they'll put it right on the keyboard itself.
Right, right. Well, my husband's in IT, so he's keeps pushing me to change my password and everything, because he knows how bad it is. And I wanted to go on one of those popular sites that actually post social media for you on a regular basis, and that way you don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. But then you have to give them all your passwords for all your social media. And he was like, absolutely not. You cannot do that. No. So I have to do it myself. Well, good. Well, tell me a little bit more, Lisa, about who you refer business to yourself, instead of, like, you work with family law attorneys. Are there other businesses that you actually refer business out to?
Sure. Well, not just family law attorneys, but estate planning attorneys and bankruptcy attorneys. So, you know, there's quite a few other realms that come into play. And then, you know, mediators, arbitrators, therapists, divorce coaches, real estate, mortgage, insurance for health and life and disability, and moving companies, and, you know, and private investigators. There's a lot of folks that go into the whole realm when you're dealing with a divorce situation. There's so much life change. You really do need to know a whole lot of folks.
And I've known Lisa as a strong referral source. I mean, everybody, not only does she probably sends out more than she gets. She's such a magnet for, you know, people on the internet. Hey, I found you, or I read your, you know, divorce.
Right.
Can you point me in the right direction? So she probably refers out probably 10 times more than she gets.
Well, that's awesome.
I think it's important to know a lot of good quality folks, and happy to meet some new folks here today that I can add to that network, definitely.
And we have tons of clients that you named, like, a list of our clients when you named those people. So we definitely need to have you back for sure.
I would love to.
And meet some of our clients. You can come to some of our events.
Absolutely.
And we can all work together, which is why we do the show, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Alvaro, for being here. You did a great job.
Thanks. First time.
Yeah. We'll have you back. I think you passed.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Again, this is Emily Rowell, and I'm with Peachtree Offices, and you can find, you'll be able to find all the guest bios and everything on our website at AtlantaLegalExperts.com, and I'm at PeachtreeOffices.com as well. Thanks, Ryan, for the production today.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good show as always. And
all right, signing out.
Okay.